Hey everyone, and welcome to Kessel Run Weekly. My name is Danny.
I'm Heather.
And we have another awesome episode packed for you today. First off, we have a few announcements.
We want to bring you more content with our original idea of shorter episodes. So, yay! We are going to bring you up to three, count them, three episodes a week. I know! Yes. Isn't that crazy? Woo.
Oh, yeah.
So, there'll be 10 to 15 minute episodes each, and we'll try to churn them suckers out as quick as we can so that we can just flood it to you.
So, it's going to be really cool, and we're really excited to be able to do that for you guys. In addition, we're going to have a lot of cool stuff for the website. KesselRunWeekly.com, as well as all of our social media stuff. Heather is actually heading up a book club for the first time. Never done this before. So a book club called Holocron. I know, cool name.
Yeah.
So this month, we're going over Thrawn. We're going to do three chapters a week. We'll have more details to you here soon. But we're really excited to be able to bring that to you.
Yay! So, yeah, we're going to have that, and we have a lot of surprises in store. So if you just stick it out until we become consistent, and you will not regret it, because everything we do, it's because we're learning and we want to do it better for you guys.
Absolutely. We're starting a new thing called, it's kind of like a character profile kind of thing, because I mean, who doesn't like talking about Star Wars characters? I love it. Heather loves it.
I mean, it's
awesome. So we're starting a little character profile thing called JN66 Profiles. So this week, we're going to be talking about Anakin Skywalker. What better way to start this out?
Yes, and we're not talking Padawan Anakin Skywalker. We are not talking Darth Vader. We are talking Anakin Skywalker, after becoming a Jedi, and before he turns dark.
Angsty Anakin.
Angsty Anakin.
Oh, yeah. The best part of him, though, like, personally, I feel. Because, like, that's the Anakin that I love throughout the Clone Wars, through Attack of the Clones and everything. Because even though, I mean, he was a whiny teenager. I mean, what teenager isn't?
Teenager is not whiny?
Exactly. And yeah. So, I mean, throughout the Clone Wars, like, I love it. Matt Denton, who voiced Anakin Skywalker in Clone Wars, did an amazing job, really brought that character to life. Because even though a lot of people, I feel, have the complaints about the prequels, it's not all the actor's fault.
No.
And even then, I don't have complaints with it. I loved it. But at the same time, I mean, they have a lot to rely on as far as the writing and the directing and things like that. And so you can't 100% fault Hayden Christensen for that. Personally, I feel that way.
Well, I mean, that was his interpretation. And he did the best that he could with what he had.
Absolutely. I mean,
and when the thing said, okay, spoiled, rotten little guy.
He nailed it.
He nailed it.
He did.
Maybe he's the best actor that we know in a Star Wars film.
It's possible. But I love that Anakin, that time for Anakin, not that version necessarily, but that time for Anakin, because his character shows a lot of growth. Because even not just sticking with the movies, but even going into the animated series and everything, I mean, Anakin not only is finally not have, or I'm sorry, not only has he moved away from the rank of Padawan, to Jedi Knight, but he also gains his own Padawan, almost against his own request, basically. They was supposed to be for Obi-Wan, but Obi-Wan, you know, in his little sneaky tricks and everything, kind of like, here, you guys will love each other, kind of ushered it on and everything, and so he got his own Padawan. He was a general in one of the largest galactic wars that ever took place. I mean, he had a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, he did. He, in the book that I just finished reading, they were saying the famous Kenobi Skywalker, you know, duo that's, I mean, pretty much if you could have Superman and Batman fighting crime together, you know, that's pretty much what they'd be like.
You're not wrong.
They, I mean, everybody was just like in awe of their abilities, as well they should be. I mean, they were excellent at what they did. While I don't believe that Anakin was a very good Jedi.
No, not even close.
No. I think that he tried. And this came up in a conversation on Facebook the other day. What is it with Kylo Ren that makes him want to destroy the world? You know, at least Anakin fought it.
That's true.
You know, he knew that there was something, you know, but he fought it until he didn't.
Well, he had nothing else to fight for, or from his perspective.
Yeah, he was done.
Yeah, because he was told Padme was gone. That was his whole purpose for everything he was doing, was to save Padme. And Palpatine warped his mind just to a point of no return. I mean, I'm really happy that he did get his redemption in the very end, but at the same time, like, he was just a boy who needed that father figure. Somebody took interest in him when no one else would. Someone believed in him when no one else, or seemingly no one else would. And he was vulnerable. He was manipulated and he was naive. And that ended up ultimately being his downfall from Jedi to Sith. I really think. And also with Anakin, like, I like his character, I guess, more because he's not a true Jedi, because he's what we would all be. In all honesty, out of all the characters in Star Wars, I've always seen myself more in Anakin than anything. Not that I'm going to force choke you or go crazy or anything. Not looking to lose all my limbs. Hey. Shh. But at the same time, like, because, I mean, you have those fits of rage. You have those moments where you're human and those emotions really, really shine through. But Anakin was told all his life that he had to suppress that and that shouldn't be a part of him and that was wrong and things like that. But I would argue a lot of times that it made him a better Jedi because he relied on his emotions a lot of times. My wife and I are rewatching Clone Wars and really all of Star Wars in like an actual chronological order. Yeah. And we're only like, I think, two or three episodes into Clone Wars right now. And you already see it with him where he's disobeying the Jedi Order and stuff like that, just right off the bat.
But that does that really make him a better Jedi, though? Or does it just make him a better person in a lot of ways?
I think it makes him a better person and gives him better vision as a Jedi. Right. Because a lot of times, especially in these first few episodes that we've rewatched, where it's the ship Malevolence that's taken out fleets and everything, all these clones are dying, he's told to stay put, and he disobeys and goes to help people. So it's not a, well, I'm a hot shot, I'm going to go do this. It's, people need my help, but why won't you send me?
Right.
And he knows that he can do the job, so he goes and he just does it. Right. Basically, do it and ask for forgiveness later. which admittedly is a fault of mine as well. but I love the character of Anakin, because even though he went so wrong so quickly, he still always had that redeemable part to him. He still always had that heart. I mean, even watching him from Phantom Menace, he was a good kid. He genuinely just wanted to help people, to make the galaxy better. And things like that. And it just got twisted. And Palpatine played on that. And it just got worse and worse to the point of helping the galaxy meant pretty much enslaving the galaxy.
Right. He was always of the mind, though, mm-hmm. that you, if people didn't do what you thought that they needed to do, then you forced them.
That's true.
So, I mean, I don't know. I know that he tried so hard to be a good person.
Mm-hmm.
And he's loyal to people to a fault. He would, you know, he would kill a ship of people trying to save one, you know. But
oh, yeah.
Things like that are not good Jedi material. Like, it doesn't make him a better Jedi. It makes him a moral person.
But to the point of the Jedi, assuming that the Jedi Order doesn't work, which we've seen it fall.
Right.
And even in the Last Jedi trailer, the Jedi must end, showing that the Order doesn't work, though.
Right.
Is being a Jedi necessarily better?
No, I don't believe being a Jedi is better. That's why I was trying to, I was feeling that out to see what you were thinking too.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, and that's how I feel. Cause I mean, the Jedi Order was flawed from the beginning, I feel like. Because it was basically deny everything that makes you human, that gives you compassion, and basically give yourself to the Force. But in doing so, you cut yourself off to parts of the Force because those are bad. Even though there's things available to you, kind of like the from the fan film that we watched last week, I thought it had a really cool line in it of where Revan picked up her lightsaber and handed it to her, and he's like, you accessed something that was forbidden, but your morals still align you with the Jedi Code.
Right.
So what does that make you? Where does that leave you? And so that, like, I don't know, like I would feel myself, I mean, if I were the Jedi, I would feel myself probably falling to that of, well, I don't know. I mean, I guess it would be one of those things of, does the ends justify the means? Maybe. A lot of gray area.
Gray.
But yeah, so I don't know. But as far as Anakin goes, I mean, I've always really loved him as a character. For sure.
Oh, yeah. He's an amazing person. And, you know, he's moody and possessive.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
But, I mean, he's also, you know, loyal and caring.
Mm-hmm.
And he's flawed.
Very flawed. He's human.
He's human.
And I always felt he really never got, and maybe it's just my perspective, but never got possessive until he felt like he was losing everything. Really towards the end of Revenge of the Sith, where he felt like he started having those dreams about Padme dying in childbirth and losing his mom and all this other stuff. And so things started slipping away from him. And maybe it was a trait that he always really had, but that's what I noticed.
Right.
Is that he was
that's
somebody who was
really came to a head, but he's always been very possessive of, you know, because can you imagine, you know, a 9-year-old boy leaving everything and then the path that you have to take to do that? I'd be pretty possessive also.
For sure. Well, I mean, and he's lost everything so many times, too.
Right.
I mean, the kid was a slave. Sure, he was kind of taken care of to Watto's standards, which I would imagine are not very high standards.
No. He got beat pretty often.
Yeah. So, I mean, he's been through a lot. That's what I enjoyed seeing, the progression in his character of seeing how he dealt with that loss, like with his mother, which I still have complaint with the scene following, but his mother dying, and then he goes and takes out the entire camp, then has that scene with Padme, I killed them all, the women, the men, the children, and she's just like blank, like, okay. like the whole time she's just kind of like, cool, we're chill, no big deal. I was like, I'm sorry, if that were me and you just told me you slaughtered an entire village, I'd probably take off the other way and leave you on that planet. So, probably. But that's another podcast.
Yes. But yeah, I think that as a person, if Anakin Skywalker could have been in a different situation, me and him would have been besties.
Okay.
But I can't, I mean, putting him in situation time after time after time for him to just, and I wonder if there's kind of a mental illness thing going on there, because by the time he goes dark, he's hasn't slept in days and days and days. He hasn't eaten in days and days and days. The only thing that's keeping him moving at all is the Force.
Well, it's interesting that you would say that about him being moved by the Force. By basically, that was the only thing motivating him when he was basically an avatar of pure rage through that whole thing.
Yes.
Killing the younglings, basically just taking charge as Lord Vader.
Right.
Just as Palpatine intended. It really brought out a side of him that it kind of, it's almost like he broke.
He did.
Like
he shattered.
He completely shattered, and he became this other person to justify what he was doing. So he was no longer Anakin, but I don't know. I'm trying to find a good way to explain it. But, I mean, it was almost like he was hiding behind the fact that now he was Lord Vader.
Right.
Instead of Anakin, because Anakin Skywalker, I feel, wouldn't have done those things. The true Anakin Skywalker.
Well, yeah, and that's why Anakin Skywalker has to die.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And so I feel like that's where he really became that Sith Lord at that point. Because it was almost like, because as soon as he threw or helped Mace Windu get thrown out a window, the first thing he said was, what have I done?
Yeah.
And then that's when Palpatine was like, cool, you're mine now and everything. And Anakin was like, well, I got nowhere to go now. So, I mean, he was very quick to just submit, because it was like, what have I done?
It wasn't quick, though.
Okay.
Because...
Well, in the movie, it was quick.
Yeah.
I know you've got a little bit more insight to that.
Yeah. But, yeah. That's a hard one, because Palpatine has been his dearest friend since childhood.
Mm-hmm.
And, all during his Jedi Knight era, he would visit Chancellor Palpatine regularly, and they would talk, and, you know, he knew all about his mother, and he knew all about all of the secrets with Padme and everything. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, like, in the book, they say that, because it goes from different points of view.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Kenobi is sitting there looking at his best friend, Skywalker. And, you know, how much he loves him, and he's not even supposed to love him.
Mm-hmm.
And blah, blah, blah. Well... then on the other hand, you hear inside of Anakin's mind, and he's like, my only friend has been kidnapped, and I have somebody that thinks he's my friend with me, but my true only friend is in that room.
And see, that's where it gets really twisted for me, I think, because, I mean, Palpatine, I mean, put him through the ringer. Because, I mean, he played on the fact that he didn't have a father.
Yeah.
And gave him that fatherly advice, that fatherly counsel, that fatherly relationship. that every boy craves, and not knowing what that relationship looks like, or even wanting to see who Palpatine really was. I mean, Anakin fell hard to it, which breaks my heart to that, because, I mean, it almost kind of makes you think of, so I guess the influences in our life, what brings us to the point where we're at, what would happen if one thing changed? Yeah. What would happen if this one person stayed a little longer than they should have? Or if I would have made this decision? And Anakin's life is built on that, yes. Where he, instead of accepting the counsel of his brother, Obi-Wan, he accepted it of Palpatine.
But every time Obi-Wan talks to him, it's condescending.
He's kind of a jerk that way.
And that's their rapport, don't get me wrong.
Right.
But, I mean, he's condescending, and he always brings him back. You have to be mindful of your feelings. You have to do this. You have to do that. And it's like, I think he didn't feel a kinship with Kenobi as much anymore, because he wasn't his Padawan anymore. And he was tired of getting the lectures, and he's tired of the little flippant remarks about losing his lightsaber. And, you know, I think that it was more everybody thought that they were best friends, except for Anakin.
I could see that. I never thought of it in that light, because, I mean, Obi-Wan always gave him a really hard time, and even though Obi-Wan loved him and had his best interests for him, it was a relationship that Anakin felt really wasn't going anywhere, I guess you could say, because he never, especially playing into the part of not being on the Jedi Council or granted the rank of master, he always felt like no one ever believed in him. And Obi-Wan should have been the one to believe in him, is how he would perceive that, I think.
Right.
And him not doing that really, like, I hate that whole thing, because I get why they didn't grant him the rank of master and all that kind of stuff, but at the same time, why are you going to play it from the shadows? Why are you going to keep it a secret? Why are you going to do it all behind his back and all this other kind of stuff, and not just talk to the man?
Yeah, that's when they really started to screw up, is they didn't trust him. A man that requires trust and respect, and they gave him none.
Not at all. Well, and they acted completely out of fear, because they knew how powerful he was and how he began and what he could possibly be. And almost kind of how the Rebel Alliance always is very hesitant to jump into anything. They did the same thing, where the dark side clouded everything. So we're just going to sit here and not doing anything about it. We're just going to let it play out and let it do its thing.
Right.
And Order 66 happened.
Exactly.
And so it ended up ultimately being their downfall. But I mean, I hate that. Because, I mean, just talk to the guy. But, I mean, then we wouldn't have all the other movies that we have, too. So.
Yeah, but they could have been different. There could have been I don't know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you're right. When you know the end, you have to figure out how to get it there.
That's true. So, but, yeah, that's always something that's really bothered me. Because if you truly trust him and he's supposed to be the chosen one, I feel like that should have been cultivated more. If the Jedi Council truly believed he was the chosen one and that he had this immense power, it's not like you're telling a nuclear weapon that they're a nuclear weapon. I'm sure he's noticed that he's a little bit more powerful and a little bit more adept than most Jedi.
Yeah.
Especially with the cockiness he has to his attitude. I mean, I would imagine he knows a little something.
Yeah.
But the fact that it's almost like everyone else is just ignoring that anything has happened and that he doesn't have this ability and that all this other kind of stuff. And he's just kind of like, guys, am I the only one? Really? It's like, what's going on here? So I don't know. I feel like that's a disconnect with all of that and everything. And it could be due to the writing, but I mean, in that current story, that's honestly how I feel. So yeah.
Yeah, I feel ya.
Thank you guys so much for watching and listening. Another episode of Kessel Run Weekly. You can find our other episodes and all kinds of awesome content at KesselRunWeekly.com. Has all our contacts to our social media and everything as well. So check us out there. We'd love to talk to you, and we'd love to hear what your favorite things are. So until next time, may the Force be with you.